Hello? Sir? Ah, good. Yes, I'm ready to order. I'll have the number 3 special, and a cup of black coffee with a bit of your... Oh, please, make sure it's fresh for me. Last time it was obvious the girl had scraped something that had been burning in the kettle all day long. I get trying to be frugal, but I'm a young woman, not a diesel truck. Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind waiting for a fresh pot. Just make sure you put it on soon, okay? Like I said, I don't mind waiting, but I really don't want to wait longer than I have to. You hear me? That's just wasteful, right? By the way, the number 3, does that come with 2 eggs? No? Okay, well then I'll need you to substitute the grits for another fried egg. I know it says the grits can't be substituted, but I don't like grits. I want an extra egg. What do you expect me to do? Just ask the cook. He'll be fine with it, trust me. Think you can handle that, darling? For me? I'll wait. So, what's the verdict? Aw, see? What did I say? Come on, was that so hard? Yeah, I didn't think so. Aw, and you even got my coffee. Good boy. Now, for the rest of the order. For the fruit, I'll need a bit of grapefruit. Oh, and make sure the eggs are poached. Last time you people gave me fried. I hate fried. If I wanted fried, I'd have ordered it, you know? I mean, really, now, how difficult is it to get a simple order right? So, have you got all that? Yeah, read it back to me. Ooh, look, I hate to be a nag, but I really, really don't want grapefruit. It's fine. I mean, I did order an entire meal and a coffee. That's a lot to remember, so I understand if you got some of the details a bit off. Now, aren't you glad that I made sure you went over it again, Yeah. See? You get it. Good, good. I do everything for a reason. An orange will be great, though. Make sure it's fresh, okay? Whoa, hold on. Aren't you forgetting something? Well, my coffee is black, and I had asked for cream and sugar, so... Yeah, no, it's okay. My order must have just been too complicated for you. Not a huge deal. However, I will need you to fix it. What are you doing? Yes, you need to fix it. But did I ask you to take it away? No. Yeah, I don't think so. No, no. Instead, I need you to fix it right here. Well, how do you think? Just add something creamy and sweet for me. That is all you have to do. I'm waiting. What do you think I meant by that? I meant that I want you to unzip your pants and jerk your fucking cock off for me. I want you to shoot your cum into my drink. And then I'm gonna swallow the whole thing down like the greedy little whore that I am. Is that too difficult for you to understand? Well, here. Maybe you're a visual learner. See this? Yep, a 200 quid. And it's all yours, sweetie. You just have to fulfill my silly little request. All right? Yes, that's me. I just love to reward good customer service. I get it. You're nervous. I mean, aside from my beauty, I'd also guess I'm a good bit younger than you. And despite that, I've already got everything figured out. I'll be retired before I turn 40. Hell, I could do it now if I didn't mind cutting out a few of my annual trips. But I mean, honestly, what's the point of it all? If you can't afford to indulge a bit. What's the matter, sweetheart? Can't relate. Nope, I understand. How insensitive of me. I mean, I'm a very well-paid partner at a prestigious law firm. And you're a server working the night shift at a shitty little diner that I'm guessing can barely afford to keep its doors open. So yeah, no offense. Just stating the obvious. As in, obviously, you need this money a lot more than I do. And I'll give you some free advice here. You should just do what I say. And be happy that someone like me is even giving you the opportunity. Do you know how many of my asshole coworkers would give their left nut just to hear me ask them to jerk off for me? Let alone swallow the load afterwards, like some perverted little tart. I mean, seriously. Maybe you think it's some sort of trick? Well, I assure you, it's all on the up and up. Here, maybe the issue is actually that you're insulted? You're right. I apologize. 200 is barely worth wiping your arse over, so let's make it an even 2,000, eh? Sounds good to you? Look, it's right here. Good. Now, sweetie, pull down those pants of yours and jerk your cock off for me. I desperately want to see you moan and bite your lip as you stroke out a healthy load of cum. But I am on a tight schedule here, so, let's move things along, shall we? Nice. Oh, already hard. Start stroking for me. Say, does it get any bigger, though? I mean, that's a fine cock you have there, but for 2,000 pounds, I was sort of expecting a... Oh, wow. That shut me up, huh? Oh, God. Keep stroking. Gosh. You know, I have a theory about you. I'll bet that you like it when you're challenged a bit. Not necessarily bossed around, but you really seem to respond to being degraded. Just slightly, at least. The little reminders I keep giving you about how you're barely worth my time are... I don't know, they seem to be really doing something for you. My words are getting you very fucking hard, that's for sure. What's the naughtiest thing a girl's ever done for you, Send you a picture of her tits over a Snapchat? Talk you off over the phone, maybe? Nothing like this, I'd bet. Speaking of which, you got a girlfriend, big guy? You look nervous, so I'll bet you do. Well, if that's the case, I bet she isn't as pretty as I am. I'm not being conceited, just making an observation is all. More importantly, though, I'll bet she's never turned you on like this either. Has anyone ever done this for you? Have they ever gotten you so worked up, so ready to fucking come, that you can't manage to think of anything else? Oh, fuck. Interesting. Just as I thought. It's a shame, too, that so far, no one has been able to provide for you, to give you what you need. No, you need someone who's filthy, slutty, sexually demanding, willing to do crazy, fucked up things, and willing to put you in your place, to show that they care by commanding your full attention and obedience. You like being obedient, don't you? For me. Listening to every slight praise and subtle dig. Every forceful and confident statement in full rapt attention. Hanging on to my every word. Would you think that that is what gets me off too? being in complete control of you. Seeing you submit your entire being to my superior presence and will. I love feeling as though I own you. That here, in this moment, I am your entire world. Anything I want, anything I tell you, you will do. That is a powerful fucking feeling. Not that you'll ever get to experience it, of course. You are nothing but my plaything. Just as it should be. Oh, look at the time. As fun as this little stroke show is, we'll need to be wrapping it up a bit. Yes. Now I'm going to count you down. And when I finish, you are going to shoot your fucking load right here into my drink. And by the way, you better have good aim. Because if you miss a single drop, or if you come before I tell you, I am making you clean it up with your tongue. Well then, 10, 9. Oh, whoa, 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 did I tell you to slow down? No, do not slow down. I don't care how bloody close you are. You just need to act like a man and hold it back until I'm ready for you to fucking come. Do you understand that? Good. Now from the top. 10, 9. Oh, that's it. Keep going. Jerk that fucking cock. 8, 7, 6. Don't come yet. Don't shoot your fucking load yet. 5, 4, 3. So close. Can you make it? Oh, I hope you can. Because if you can't, you won't get your tip. And I will probably just call the fucking cops, I suppose, so they can lock you up for being a stupid fucking pervert. Where were we? 4, right? What? Did I say you could fucking talk to me? No. Shut your goddamn mouth. We're starting at 5 then, and we'll make it 20 if you open your stupid fucking mouth again. Understood? Almost got you there, God. This is intoxicating. Getting to boss you around like a naughty dog. What a rush. Feels like I'm the headmistress scolding you for getting caught cheating on an exam. I'd make a terrible headmistress, though. Unless the job description matched the title, that is. Head. God. I am fucking amazing at that. Enough of my stupid little babbling, though. God, I sound like a complete ditz, don't I? Probably just wish you could shove that fat cock past my beast-hung lips. Blow your hot load deep down my willing throat. That would stop this stupid little bitch from running her mouth, wouldn't it? Hell, I'd enjoy it. You know I would. You can tell I love playing the slut just as much as I like bossing around your submissive little ass. Would you like that? Oh, that's right. No talking, huh? Well, I'm glad you're not stupid enough to fall for that. Not that I wouldn't enjoy, but that's what we're doing right now, is it? No. Now you are listening to me, following my orders. And my orders are for you to come right here into my fucking drink. 5, 4, 3, 2. Now when I get to 1, you better fucking come. I am commanding you, and if you don't obey, It won't be pretty. I'm just giving you a fair warning. Someone with as many resources and well-connected as myself, well, they could make your life a living hell if they wanted. Just saying. 4, 3, 2, 1. Fucking come now. Fuck yes. Come, boy. Right now. Oh, God. Fuck yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Holy shit. I can't believe that worked. I mean, it's like when I said that, I just yanked the fucking cum right out of you. Ugh, why did you have to cum in my coffee, though? Fuck, I didn't ask you to jerk off into my drink, did I? How does that even make sense? Why the fuck would I want your dirty spunk in there, huh? Jesus, how can you mess up even the simplest of orders? Gotcha. Yummy. Ah, you should see the look on your face. Well, anyway, here's your tip. Yeah, just send the rest of the order back. I think I'm already good on my protein this morning, thanks to your little supplement. Say, you really are rather good at following directions. You know that? You can talk now, by the way. That bitchy dom stuff it's mostly an act. Well, when I'm really fucking worked up and haven't gotten laid in a while, yeah, I can't be that big of a bitch. And even worse, actually. But your little performance just now has definitely put me in a good mood. It really quenched my thirst. Before I forget, here's my card. You see, I am rather in need of a good assistant. Someone who's able to follow directions, you know. Who doesn't mind getting their hands dirty. Spending plenty of hours hard at work. That sort of thing. So if you happen to think of anyone that fits that description, give me a call, okay? Because I would just love to have them working under me. Ah, that hits the spot. Well, I must be off. I'll be seeing you around.